I'd like to tonight take a step back kind of from looking through the Kings. Okay, we were going through Isaiah and starting back with Solomon and going tonight because of kind of what's happened this week with Osama bin Laden. So I wanted to look at what should be our reaction as Christians to the execution, the death of Osama bin Laden. So, wanted to watch a few videos here, just two of them actually, and then we'll continue speaking about it. So,
thanks very much. We have some videotape, I understand, that we're going to show you from the West.
Now, this is back in 2001.
In the wake of Tuesday's terror attacks in the United States, how apparently Palestinians took to the street chanting, "God is great." People were throwing candy, distributing candy to passersby. The U.S. government obviously has become increasingly unpopular, particularly in the West Bank and Gaza Strip, because Palestinians feel that the U.S. government has sided with Israel. One man, Nawal Abdel Fattah, wearing a long black dress, threw sweets in the air, saying, actually that's a woman, pardon me, saying she was happy because, quote, "America is the head of the snake. America always stands by Israel in its war against us." Meanwhile, Yasser Arafat emerged to speak with reporters ahead.
That was 2011, or 2001. Obviously, that first video was in Palestine in 2001, celebrating in the streets after the planes flew into the World Trade Center, right? And that, at the time, unbelievable to me, to everybody, that people could celebrate the killing of 3,000 people. Now, those were innocent people. But then we do see a pretty close resemblance in 2011 to the celebration that was going on when Osama bin Laden was killed. What should our response be as Christians? Should we celebrate and stay up all night and flood the streets and chant and just, like that one guy, "Can't believe it, we got him, Osama is dead," and it should be a national holiday that we killed this man? And what should we be? I mean, on the other hand, he was an evil man. He's responsible for deaths of thousands upon thousands. Allowed to live, he was the face and the head behind more and more death to come. So it's not, I don't believe, just black and white. It's something that we need to look at. We need to see what should our response be as Christians. There was some of you probably have heard of Jay Sekulow Live, that show. It's on Bot Radio Network at 4 o'clock. His son, Jordan Sekulow, I mean, he was on, saying that When he heard this, he didn't care what the Christian response should have been. It was just, he loved the fact that Osama bin Laden was dead, and he hoped that he was in the worst hell. And he had on his Twitter account, he had an account, a link to go to this. He said, you know, rock out on this or something to this song. And it was Toby Keith or something playing a song, and it was cussing all kinds, but it was just vulgar, and it's just, you know, gloating. And should we be as Christians? And there are some Christians that are, you know, that are saying we should just love and party and celebrate that this man is dead. Let's go to Proverbs 11, verse 10. Because in anything like this, we have mixed feelings about it too. We have mixed feelings when George Tiller, the abortionist, was killed. You don't like to see a man killed, but you're glad that innocent babies are going to be spared. And God, I believe in His Word, we're made in God's image. We have mixed emotions. I believe God has some mixed emotions about things. He is a just God. He's a righteous God. He has to see, and He loves to see justice done, but He does not take pleasure in the death of even the wicked, as we'll see. And I think that's the way we have to be. We have to love that justice is done, but not love that a man was killed. And so let's see what the Bible says. Proverbs 11, verse 10. When it goeth well with the righteous, the city rejoiceth. So if a good leader, a good man's doing good, the city's happy. And it, you know, you see the Super Bowl when they have parades in downtown. The city rejoiceth. But, it says, but when the wicked perish, there is shouting. And that's exactly what we saw here, wasn't it? When the wicked perish, there is shouting. Now in this verse, it doesn't say, you shall shout when the wicked die, or you shall not. It doesn't say one way or the other. It just said this is a fact. When the wicked perish, they're shouting. And that's what a lot of Proverbs are. Some of them tell you what to do and how to act, but some of them just state a fact. When the wicked perish, they're shouting. So we see that, but we don't know one way or another how we should react to that. Let's go to Proverbs 24. We saw the shouting in the streets when the wicked perish, and there's no doubt that a man that could do the things he did in Islam itself, there's no doubt that it's wicked. I was just reading this week, they sent a 12-year-old boy out, strapped with a bomb, as a suicide bomber. And so they used a 12-year-old boy to perform, you know, their wickedness. It's one thing when an adult man does it, it's a cowardly act, but to send a boy is ridiculous. So there's no doubt that Osama bin Laden was wicked, but what should we think? Proverbs 24, verse 17. Proverbs 24, 17. Rejoice not when thine enemy falleth, and let not thine heart be glad when he stumbleth. Rejoice not when thine enemy falleth, and let not thine heart be glad when he stumbleth. So even when he falls or stumbles, we're not to rejoice and be glad. And I kind of go back in my mind to David. When Saul was after David to kill him, he was throwing spears at David, but then he went and chased him down across the country. David had chances to kill Saul, but did he? No. And then when Saul finally was killed, did David rejoice? No, he tore his clothes. He fasted. He mourned for Saul, even though Saul was out to kill him. Rejoice not when thine enemy falleth, and let not thine heart be glad when he stumbleth, lest the Lord see it, and it displease him, and he turn away his wrath from him. I do believe that we have a chance, and I don't believe America's all Christian either. I don't believe all those people were Christian. But we have a chance that justice could be done, and we pray for the Muslims. We pray for the family. We don't rejoice. Because according to this verse here, rejoice not, lest the Lord see it, and it displease him, and he turn away his wrath from him. So according to this verse, God can see the rejoicing over the death of somebody, even an enemy, even the wicked, and God can, you know, turn from that and allow that wicked to continue for a while longer. Verse 19, and this is really the reason why there's no need for us to rejoice. I feel like somewhat we're out in Nebraska, we're away from it, we're not as affected as they are back there. I understand that. But as Christians and as Bible believers, we believe verse 19 as well. Fret not thyself because of evil men. Proverbs 24:19. Fret not thyself because of evil men. So even if we were in New York, if we're in Washington, should we fret over Osama bin Laden? Should we fret that Al-Qaeda still has people? As Christians, we should not fret. Fret not thyself. So we're not scared of what man may do. And so if we're not scared of him, we're not worried about him, we're not fretting, why would we be so excited that he's dead? Because our trust is in the Lord. We're not trusting just that hopefully the army can get this man. If they kill him, then we cannot fret. Because we're already not fretting as Christians. So there's still a lot of evil men out there, but we don't need to fret. Fret not thyself because of evil men, because we're trusting in the Lord. And so when those evil men die, we're glad that justice is done, but we're not just... I believe that a lot of these people believe that they're safer today than they were yesterday, because they're trusting in men. And they're scared of men, and they're fretting because of men. Whereas a Christian, as a Bible believer, we should not fret. So rejoice not when thine enemy falleth. Let not thine heart be glad when he stumbleth. So what I'm saying here is we should not be glad that Osama bin Laden and rejoice that Osama bin Laden was killed. We rejoice that that evil is stopped, but not that he is dead, not that he is in hell. Let's go to Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 18. There was actually, while you're turning, there was a football player named Rashard Mendenhall, and he had on his Twitter account, he wrote this, because he was looking at all these celebrations, and he wrote this: what kind of person celebrates death? It's amazing how people can hate a man they have never even heard speak. And people blasted this guy for saying that. That he went on there and said, how can you hate a man? And how can you celebrate death? And he said later, this statement was something I said in response to the amount of joy I saw in the event of a murder. I don't believe that this is an issue of politics or American pride, but one of religion, morality, and human ethics, he wrote. And I agree with him. I think we don't rejoice in the murder. And I don't think that makes us any less American to know that justice is done. We're glad those men, and we're going to see here, we're going to wrap up, that God has put these powers, he's ordained these powers, and they bear not the sword in vain. We understand that. We're glad, we're thankful, but we don't need to rejoice in a murder. We don't need to rejoice in a death. Ezekiel 18, verse 23. Have I any pleasure at all that the wicked should die, saith the Lord God, and not that he should return from his ways and live? So God asks a question. Have I any pleasure at all that the wicked should die? So we can kind of see how the Lord's leaning already. He would rather they return from his ways and live, rather than that the wicked should die. But he closes in verse 32. Ezekiel 18, verse 32. For I have no pleasure in the death of him that dieth, saith the Lord God. Wherefore, turn yourselves and live, ye. God has no pleasure in the death of him that dieth. We, because our Lord is holy, we should try to be holy. We should try to be like him. If he has no pleasure in the death of him that dieth, we should not have pleasure in the death of him that dieth. We'd rather see them turn. We'd rather see all of Islam, rather than being nuclear bombed, we'd rather see them turn to Christ. Right? Ezekiel 33. Looking at what should our response be as Christians. Ezekiel 33, verse 11. 33:11. Say unto them, as I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways, for why will ye die, O house of Israel? God is pleading to turn, to repent, to about face. He has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. That's our Lord God. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5, verse 43. Jesus said, ye have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. Now, Osama bin Laden was an enemy of the United States. He would say it. I would say it. We know that he was out to get us. He's an enemy. But we should not hate thine enemies. I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and the unjust. God gave Osama bin Laden food. He gave him sun. He gave him rain. Just like we get. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? And if ye salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans do so? So what sets us apart as Christians? I mean, if we are just like the group on the streets, then we're just like the Palestinians. They're rejoicing when their people do good and we have loss. If we rejoice when we do good and they have loss, we're no different. This is saying Christians are to be different. We're not like the publicans. There's something that sets us apart, and that is that we love our enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. So as Christians, we have a totally different response, and Jesus saw that. I mean, this is totally different the way we live. And I think of, remember a few years ago in the Amish community in Pennsylvania, there was a murder or a rape or something, and the Amish forgave. Okay, a man went in and shot a bunch of girls. What they showed was a testimony. Because it would have been very easy to hate them, hate their enemies. I think these are the times that we can have a testimony, you know, to show what Christ came to do. Because we really do know as Christians that this life on earth, this 80 or 90 years, is important. It's important because we need to get the message of God out. But there's a lot of things, national pride, a lot of things like this, that our group and their group, it's really about Christ. There's really Christians and there's the lost. And if they're lost and they die lost, they're going to eternity in hell. And what joy is there in that for us? So we have, as Christians, a solid foundation to look at these things where we see Osama bin Laden killed. We're not tossed to and fro. We're not down in the depths. When 9/11 happens, we know it's all in God's hands. We're not just up elated when Osama bin Laden gets killed, because we know God's in control. This is God's plan, and we praise God for His plan. So, I do not believe as Christians, according to the Bible, we should have pleasure, and we should rejoice, and we should celebrate even when the wicked die. Let's turn to Romans 13. I do think we can be thankful to God, and we can be thankful to our military. We can be thankful to our government, as we're going to read in Romans 13. Because when you start preaching and talking like it can make you feel and think that we're not supposed to have, you know, we shouldn't have an army, we should not have a government. But God has ordained that. And God's ordained what's happened with Osama bin Laden. Chapter 13, verse 1. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. For there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Osama bin Laden, whatever power he was over his, God allowed him to do it. President Obama is ordained of God. God allows it. Pharaoh was ordained of God. Nebuchadnezzar was ordained of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resist the ordinance of God. And they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. Look at verse 4. For he, the rulers, the government, our government is the minister of God to thee for good. So the government is the minister of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain. God ordains the government. God allows the government to not bear its sword in vain. There will be punishment meted out, and we see this. For he is the minister of God, a revenger, to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. So God could strike people down, and he will. When at the end of the millennial kingdom, God, fire will come down from God out of heaven and devour them. God could do that to everybody, but he uses the powers that be that are ordained of him to be his revenger, to execute wrath upon them that do evil. So God used our special forces. God used our government. God can use those people to take out judgment on evil, on Osama bin Laden. And so we Rejoice that God has done that. That God has, that His will is being done. That He stepped in and stopped that evil. But we don't rejoice in the death of the man Osama bin Laden. But we do, and this is what I've come to see in the Bible, we do honor and understand the role that our military has. The role that this has in God's economy. That they are the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. But we as Christians, even if a Christian is in the military, should not rejoice in the killing of another. Should not rejoice and love and celebrate the death of another. Because God doesn't rejoice in the killing of another. So this week when we look at a lot of things going around on this Osama bin Laden, national pride and all, think about how we as Christians react and how we should respond when we talk to people at work. Now, I challenge you to put together and get into God's Word and look at that. How do you respond as a Christian to these things? And I just praise the Lord that anything that happens and these things that happen, we can look to God's Word and it's like it was written yesterday for us because it's written for all time. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for being able to meet together tonight. We do ask that all our prayers would be according to your will and that you would answer them according to your will. Lord, we know that you have a plan for us, for each of our lives. Allow us to be able to crucify our flesh and to just live in the Spirit, to walk in the Spirit, and to do your will, and to be able to pray in your will. Lord, we do ask that you be with those around Osama bin Laden, those men, those women, and that you would have them turn from evil, that they would turn to your Son, Jesus Christ. There would be salvation. And that through however it works, Lord, that the Muslim nations, the Muslim people, that they would be able to turn to Jesus Christ and see the error of this false religion, of this wicked religion, and they can come to you, Lord. So we pray for their salvation, for those that are yet living. And we do thank you, Lord, that you are who we put our trust in. We're not scared of wicked men and what they may do. We trust in you, Lord. And so allow us not to fret, not to worry, but to just trust you and to rejoice in your salvation and your sovereignty and that you are in control of everything that goes on. Lord, we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.